from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's go to the phone line. Let's bring in 92.9 The Game's Braves insider, Grant McCauley. And, Grant, I want to start with this. It wasn't quite a Freddie Freeman ovation last night, but a nice round of applause for Jorge Soler.
Yeah, really good one. I think we expected that. He's been back through a couple of times, obviously with the Marlins where he was the last couple of years, but I think if folks are always going to see him and visualize some of the best baseball moments that you can have as a fan, including and not limited to that home run that he hit in Houston, which I still go back and watch the video of that. And I see the still frame of that one, that family of Astros fans and the one lady who is just, she's so into the game. And then Soler hits that 3-run homer and they immediately pan to her. And it's like Shang Tsung just took her soul in Mortal Kombat. It was just incredible. So I enjoyed it.
You know what? I wish I could feel sorry for her, but I too lost one of my part of my sports soul in the city of Houston, so I really don't.
And you and a lot of other people.
Yeah. Grant, what is the difference in the Matt Olson we've seen the last, I'd say, 5 days and the Matt Olson we saw, I don't know, the other half of the year?
That's a good question, and I actually asked Brian Snitker about it yesterday. Like, what did he see on this road trip from Matt Olson, and how encouraged was he? And he said, incredibly. And it's just the adjustments and sticking with himself and having the confidence that he is a player who has gotten incredible results in his career, and he's going to find his way back there. But sometimes you just get mired in what I've called the valley, and Matt Olson's been walking through that for a long time. But I felt like eventually, and this was kind of an overarching thing for the team, but more specifically for him than I think anybody else, the talent was going to win out. He was going to figure it out. He was going to turn it around. But Brian Snitker really credited, he's the same guy every single day. He shows up. He tries not to let this overwhelm him. I know there's been some frustrations. You can tell in some of these situations where it started to snowball. And at this point in the season, you know, you really feel like you've got to have those results. So I think it's not like he's reinvented everything. He doesn't have a whole new swing. Sometimes it's the slightest bit of adjustment and the bat path. And, you know, he's the guy that likes to lift the ball and drive it out of the park. That is his MO. That's what he loves to do. And when I talked to him a couple of years ago and just kind of asked him just different things about his swing and the kind of contact he makes, he said, every time I hit the ball on the ground, that's a fail for me. So that's the standard in which I think he looks, the lens in which he looks at his swing through. So I'm sure he spent a lot of time in the quote-unquote laboratory. I know he gets there early and works in the cage trying to sort it all out. And I think we're finally just seeing the fruits of all that labor. It's just been a long time coming for him.
And speaking of kind of building confidence, Grant, I know hindsight's 20/20 here, but taking the end there towards in Milwaukee, you know, kind of building that momentum, how big was that now that they've got a stretch where, you know, they've got some opponents that are a little more beatable?
Yeah, I mean, they really needed it, right? Because they came out of the second half and really stumbled. And it's, I mean, hindsight being what it is, to use that phrase again, the Phillies have also stumbled. So there was not a great time for the Braves to lose six games in a row at any time really in the schedule, but to do it coming out of the second half when the Phillies were kind of, I'm not going to say coming back to the pack, but the Braves have been able to trim off a couple of games if they'd just gone 3-3 in that stretch. You know, how much closer could this division race be, and how much more intriguing can it be when these two teams meet for the final couple of series that they have ahead? But yeah, they needed that momentum. They needed to start playing a cleaner and better brand of baseball than we saw those first two nights in New York. And they've been able to do that. The Soler acquisition is something that I think can help energize the lineup. But you are seeing Austin Riley's been swinging the bat well for a while. Obviously, Ozuna has been Marcell Ozuna all year long, and that's been a huge boost for the middle of the Braves lineup. If they get Matt Olson going, all of a sudden, this becomes a very different and very dangerous lineup once again for a club that's starting to hit home runs at the rate that I think we all expected.
Hey, Grant. Visiting with 99 The Game's Braves insider, Grant McCauley. Grant, you know, I always like to throw a fair foul at you at some point in the show when you visit with us on Friday. One of the ones I gave these guys earlier was Matt Olson finishes with 30 or more home runs. Now, obviously, he's hot of late, but, you know, I 30 to me seems doable, but I don't know if it's actually something I would think is going to happen.
Yeah, no, I'll go fair on that because when he came out of the second half and was kind of really struggling, I was just going ahead and, you know, doing the paces for what guys were at, especially once we got to around game 100, because, you know, now the Braves have played 108 games. They're two-thirds of the way through their schedule. He's got 18 home runs, so the projection would say he's in line for 27 homers as it stands, and that's factoring in some very long cold streaks. The last six games, Matt Olson has five homers. The previous 52 games, he had five homers. I believe that the guy we've seen lately is more of who he is than the guy from the prior sample size. But if he can split the difference, I think he gets to 30 easy. He's somebody that's going to be in there every single day, and it does look like he's starting to get stuff sorted out. So for the Braves to be clicking and doing the things they need to do, that needs to be fair.
Grant, Spencer Schwellenbach goes tonight. He's been you had this the tweet about how good he's been in July. I think you said he walked like maybe four or five batters in the whole month.
One.
The whole month, one batter. Had 11 strikeouts his last outing. Forgive me, I believe he's, scoreless innings right now. If you're in a seven-game series in the postseason, is he going to get the call to the mound to start a game?
It's certainly tempting. I know a lot has to happen between now and then, and clearly if you have a healthy Max Fried and Chris Sale, you know, that's going to really highlight things for you. Reynaldo Lopez has been very good this year, but there is some question, obviously, surrounding him. And you do have a veteran like Charlie Morton who's got a better postseason resume than anybody else has, but obviously the last couple of years hasn't been his best either. So they'll have some interesting choices. But if Spencer Schwellenbach keeps doing what he's doing, all he does is build a better case and build more confidence in this team. And I hate to heap a lot of expectations on a kid that a lot of us, you know, were excited to see, but maybe not even expecting to see him in 2024. I mean, at the start of spring training, when you went down that depth chart and that list of guys that were capable of starting a game at some point this year for the Braves, I don't know that Spencer Schwellenbach was in that top 10, but that just goes to show you how unpredictable a baseball season can be. And he has come up, he has continued to refine his arsenal, he has added pitches, he throws them all with confidence, he mixes his pitches extremely well. Last time out, the career-high 11 strikeouts, also touching 98 miles an hour. I did not really recognize Spencer Schwellenbach as being a guy that reached back and had that, but if this is who he is and this is what he's doing, it's hard to argue with the results. Now it's just continuing to maintain that consistency and stay healthy, and he might pitch himself into an opportunity to do some pretty special things for the Braves in 2024 in the postseason and beyond that.
Grant, what's the latest on Michael Harris? When could Braves fans maybe expect to see him kind of coming back?
He's still expecting to come off the injured list here in 2 weeks when he's first eligible, and I believe that's August the 15th. It might be the 14th, but the 60-day stint obviously pushed his timetable back. I think the Braves were hoping that he was going to be able to ramp up and start sprinting and really test out, you know, that hamstring and be back maybe a little bit earlier. I know when I talked to Michael a couple of times, he was feeling really good and thinking, okay, maybe sprinting's the next thing, and then I'm going to be, you know, round a third, so to speak, and hit that rehab assignment and get back. But that timetable is still a couple of weeks, and barring any setbacks, and he's looked good and continued to do those baseball activities, as soon as they announce that rehab assignment, I would say within 5 to 6 days after that, Michael Harris could.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Braves insider Grant McCauley hanging out with us. And, you still with us, Grant?
No, we lost.
Yeah, we
Grant.
Lost, so Grant. You know what's funny is, I was going to ask Grant about the Top of the Chop. I was going to say, Grant, where's the best place to watch a game in Truist Park? because obviously, a lot of people love the Chop House. You can sit behind home plate, the Delta Club, and everything like that. We got him back. Grant, you there with us, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here.
And we were having a conversation a minute ago, Grant. Obviously, Matt Olson visiting the Top of the Chop recently and hits one of the Chop House last night. I love Brennan Gaughan's call on that, by the way. He's like, you know, tickets for two to the Chop House. Where's the best place to watch a game at Truist Park? This has been a conversation that's been going on, it seems like, for a couple of weeks with us. As temperatures start to cool off, people that want to go to Truist Park, where do you think is the best place to sit?
I didn't know temperatures were cooling off, so there's that.
We've got another month.
As they do.
We got another month, Grant. Don't worry about what you said.
As they do.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Well, you're talking to somebody who basically sits in the same spot every single time. So, but you look at this park. I've been obviously as a fan as well, and you can really kind of pick. I like to kind of move around and try different spots, different levels. So I like to sit a little bit higher up because, I mean, they used to be. The price point was pretty nice for what you were getting. Now it's, you know, this is a hot team, you know, our hot ticket in this town for sure. So I don't know if there's one easy answer for that. I haven't ever sat in the club behind home plate, so there's always an experience to be had there. But otherwise, I don't really feel like there's a quote-unquote bad seat in the house. It's just about getting in there and enjoying the experience for me. If I'm in a ballpark, I'm pretty happy.
Grant, we saw Luke Jackson come in last night in a situation. I know he gave it the single that was runners on when he came in. What do you expect his role to be and how they use him moving forward?
They're just going to mix him into that middle innings, you know, place where I know Pierce Johnson gets a lot of work there, and Joe Jimenez can a lot of times be sometimes in the seventh and eighth. Same thing with AJ Minter. That I think is kind of going to be the role for him, and clearly, all of it sets up to get to Iglesias, who's been outstanding, by the way, over the past month or more, so and having a really good season. They've got a lot of different weapons, a lot of different looks, a lot of pitchers who have different, I think, signature pitches, if you will. And obviously for Luke Jackson, it's all about that slider. So I think they just kind of mix him in there, whether it's a sixth, seventh, eighth, if they need, you know, a strikeout or two, maybe somebody to come in, close out an inning. You know, he's capable of doing it. He's done it before, and he's been throwing pretty well over the last month. And I know he's excited to get back in there and have the opportunity to just be part of that bullpen. He's still got a couple of friends down there like AJ and Jesse Chavez and some of these other guys. So I think he's just happy to be where he is and ready to go into whatever role he's called upon.
Grant, we haven't had a chance to talk about this on the show, but Mrs. Grant McCauley will be hanging out with us next week, man. I can't wait to get Miss Allie in here and hanging out with us. I hope she's excited, man.
She's very excited, and I've, you know, looked forward to this week coming up for her because I know she's been really, really looking forward to it, and you guys have known her for for quite a while. Bo, I think, longer than I've known her. So it's going to be a lot of fun, I think, as you guys get in there, talk some sports, some life, some entertainment, a little bit of everything. She's capable and excited and ready to jump in there and have some fun.
Grant, I can tell you back in 2008 when I did meet Allie and we were both interning at sister radio stations, which was Star 94 and the old 790, I never thought 16 years later, we'd be co-hosting a show together. So it is really cool. We're happy to have her next week.
Oh, man. Thanks so much, Grant. Always fun visiting with you. We're looking forward to it as well. That's 92.9 the Game Braves Insider, Grant McCauley, hanging out with us here on the Morning Shift.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.